Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 168, Know and Do. Listen to what Jesus says here. He had just knelt down in front of his disciples, picked up the basin, and washed their feet, one by one, the teacher serving the ones he taught. And when he was done, he looked at them and said, "If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." John 13, verse 17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Notice what Jesus is not saying. He is not introducing a new teaching. He is not asking them to go study more, to dig deeper into the text, to sit with the concept a little longer. He is looking them in the eye and saying, "You already know. The knowledge has already arrived. The only thing left, the one remaining step, is to live what you already know." And that lands hard, because we all know that place. There is a quiet gap between knowing and doing. We know we should reach out to that person. We know we should apologize. We know we should open our hands, help, bend low. The heart understands, but the feet don't move. And we end up living in that in-between space, informed by the truth, but standing still in front of it. Jesus doesn't condemn us for being there, but he calls us out of it. And the way he calls is beautiful. It's not a threat. It's a promise. He doesn't say, "Woe to you if you fail to do them." He says, "Blessed are you." The blessing is on the other side of doing. The joy you are looking for, it is not in the next book, the next sermon, the next revelation. It is in obedience to what you already know. Think about what he had just demonstrated. A humble gesture, down on the floor, serving. That is what he calls these things. Living out the Christian faith begins right here, not in grand speeches, not in positions of importance. It begins in bending low to care for another, in doing for the least what the Master did for his own. And that is where real happiness is born. It doesn't fall from the sky by accident. It is produced in the moment when what you believe becomes what you do. When faith crosses the line and becomes action. When the knee bends and the hands reach out. When you stop merely knowing and start actually doing. That is the moment the door to blessing swings open. So today, my friend, the call is plain. Think of one humble act of service that you know you should have done and that you have been putting off. Maybe it's a word of encouragement for someone carrying something heavy. Maybe it's a practical act of help. Maybe it's simply showing up for someone who needs you. You already know what it is. Jesus is telling you, don't wait any longer. Do it today for someone and watch what happens to your heart when knowing finally becomes doing. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.